This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Previously on Dungeons & Dragons.
Oh, it's not time for us to fight almost anybody, but instead to just keep moving on my own personal destiny until I can get a bit stronger. So I'd really like it if you guys came with me.
What do you think, Sully? Should we tag along and help her save the world?
Like he said, I don't have anything else going on right now, so...
I lead Moot down to the back of the mausoleum where he can see that I have a little mushroom grow up.
So this is what you put in my omelet?
And Sullivan Slight decides to punch Moot hard in the face.
Sully, what? Why are you punching me?
Well, I was hoping to hit you hard enough. And Sully pulls out both of his daggers.
I am not suspicious. You are suspicious. I found you with a friend.
I'm going to pull out my war pick, because Hilp's acting like a total weird beard.
You see Moot bleeding out inside.
Oh my god, you guys, what's going on? And I start untying them. Like, I thought you were just outside and you were evil and you were trying to kill me.
Where is that handsome bastard? I'm going to punch his beautiful face in.
They're both unconscious, I think, but I hope someone can explain what's going on.
He was going to stop my people from living.
I'm going to cast Magic Missile.
Hilp, how do you feel about teaching Zumba?
Are you talking about just, like, cover while you do the thing? Because I could fill in.
Yeah, why don't you try and run the class tomorrow?
Welcome to Dungeons & Dragons. We're a D&D 5th edition actual play podcast, and I'm your Dungeon Master, Russ Moore, and with me today is Carla Maxted.
That is me. I play Nerixious Acra, better known as your Zumba superstar, Glim.
And Tom Laird.
That's me. No real aerobics credits to my name, but I play Moot.
And Amy Moore.
Yeah, that's me. Yep, that's me. No, it's as good as you get. And I play Sullivan Slight. And did I have to just look at the name? I sure did.
Also with us today, two very special guests from the North by Northwest podcast. It's Tiffany and David Alvord.
Hello.
Hello.
Yay.
We're here.
Welcome.
Yes. It's so fun.
We're excited to be here.
We're going to cause so many problems.
It's going to be great. It's going to be great. Any resemblance to a functioning world that you had going into this episode will be gone by the time we're done. It's going to be fine.
Little did I know, two seemingly inconsequential characters held the key to destroying everything.
I mean, it's always the quiet ones you don't expect.
Touché.
I say that we're probably not going to be quiet.
I think every time we've guest starred or have had guests on, something really pivotal has changed. Like,
good.
Like going to an alternate timeline and Flint ending up with like an alter ego soul within him.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Good.
I can't think of a
second
example.
We got our team name.
Yep.
We forced someone to do that, but it still happened and was, you know,
see,
pivotal.
When you have guests on, you try and put your best foot forward. And that foot usually means big plot changes.
Yes.
Oh, I thought that was why I was wearing my robe. This is me putting my best foot forward.
It's a good foot.
I thought this was just a shopping episode.
We are just going to Fantasy Costco.
It could very well be. We'll soon find out. Where you can find out about a whole bunch of other cool things is over on Patreon. Patreon.com/DumbDragonCast. And when you are a patron of ours, you get an episode dedicated to you, like today's patron, Sketchy Ding Dong.
Thanks, Sketchy Ding Dong.
Sketchy Ding Dong.
Thank you for your name.
I didn't realize Amy was sponsoring our own podcast.
I feel so honored to be on Sketchy Ding Dong's episode.
Yeah, wow.
Right?
I was just going to say, don't make me laugh, but it'd be like a really terrible, terrible episode of, you know, just deadpan the entire
time.
Yeah,
no laughter. All right.
No laughter, you guys. Let's keep it clean. Sketchy Ding Dong. Fantastic.
Check it out, patreon.com/DumbDragonCast. Fuck it, let's play D&D.
Yeah.
Woo. Yes, let's do this.
It's a bright and sunny day in Waterdeep. The city is bustling with activity as another wave of caravans gets ready to move more people back out of the city into their homes across Faerun. Everyone from beggars to adventurers can be seen haggling or bartering for the best jobs or passage out in hopes of starting over. And we land upon one such deal as we see a caravan owner talking with two armored individuals, a tall human male and a rainbow-feathered Kenku.
Root! Root! Have we gotten the caravan set up yet?
Yes. Yes, sir. Yes, we did that. We got it right here.
Did you get the man paid?
Oh.
You had one job, Root.
I'm still new here. I don't know how everything works outside of Macaw Valley.
Yeah, well, you've been using that excuse for a while, and what am I doing, paying you in birdseed? Because this doesn't... your performance appraisal for, you know, your squiredom in this exchange program is very questionable.
It's been 3 days!
Yes, well, that's 2.5 days too long in my book. Oh, I didn't get to where I was on 3-day excuses.
Oh, I'm sorry. And you just digging through their bag to try and find the pouch of silver and gold that you gave me.
As the tall human just looks off in the distance with his fists on his hips.
That's a good pose.
I know.
It's really becoming.
Pay the man.
Oh, yes. Okay. Here. Sir, thank you.
Thank you, Root.
You're welcome.
Yes. Yes, thank you. You two are very interesting characters.
Oh.
I mean,
we've been there our whole life.
Well, I've been here 3 days.
I mean, you came walking over here looking for a job, and now you're paying me?
Yeah, well, I mean, you're the caravan leader, right?
Wait.
Yeah.
Wait, he's paying. I thought we were hiring
him.
It's
the bait and switch. Get on board, Root. Give him 2 gold. He gives us 200. You see, then you get 5 friends. You give them 2 gold. They give you 200.
I don't think the math checks out.
It's what the sketchy rogues have taught me.
Why are you learning from sketchy rogues?
Because I'm throwing you under the bus. If I knew what a bus was.
Okay.
I don't know what a bus is, but look, I need some guards here. I don't know about you two specifically. You haven't given me much to go on here to say that you're very reputable in the skills that you have put forward here. Let me look at your resume.
He's a very great knight. I mean, they wouldn't have put me in the Squire Exchange program with him if he wasn't real great. Knight of the Realm. Round. Knight of the Round.
Round, Root. Round.
I'm trying.
Unnamed, unraced, disclosed merchantman. What would put you more at ease about us?
Well, my name is Haymick. I'm a dwarf, as you see.
Okay.
Oh, nice to meet you. I'm Squire Birdie Lemieux.
Nice to meet you, Squire Birdie Lemieux. You're a very interesting character, and you hang out with very forward individuals here.
Well, it's kind of a job.
So what we need here is we need these caravans. You see here, these wagons here?
Yes.
I count 4 of them.
4 wagons.
They have a whole bunch of stuff that we need taken to Daggerford. You know the place?
Yeah. We've been there before. Well, I've been there. Birdie? Hey. Birdie.
Yes.
Root.
Yes.
Have you been to Daggerford before?
I've been here 3 days.
Answer the question, Root.
No.
Okay. I know of where you're talking. My bird squire does not. But we will make it work for you. Your 4 wagons, not 3. I didn't miscount earlier. We'll make it there safely.
Perfect, perfect. So, for this job here, I've got, let me see. He reaches into his satchel and pulls out a bag and gives it a bit of a shake. Says, it feels about like 500 gold here. Now, the roads have been safe, but word is that there could be something happening near Daggerford. I'd highly suggest you finding some recruits to help you along your way.
Oh, we need extra help.
Now, there's something on the road. Is it something like a block party or a monster attack? Because specificity, man, this makes a difference on the talent that we recruit.
That is true. That is true.
Do you need a belly dancer?
Oh, a cousin of mine can do that.
Very cool. Not exactly what I think we're looking for here. The rumor is that maybe some goblins have moved in somewhere along the way, turning up a little bit of trouble towards our neck of the woods.
Those turned up goblos. God, the worst.
I hate a turnt goblin.
What are we going to do about this route? Whatever will we do?
Well, apparently we have to hire people to help us. That's what the man just said, sir. Turnt goblins.
We cut away from the caravans. And we join back with our friends, Moot, Glim, and Sully, who, what are you doing at this very moment?
This is several days after...
This is several days after your previous incident.
Okay.
So, I guess maybe just a speed round of how you wrap that up?
I mean, probably we just left that mausoleum and never looked back.
Yeah, I think we just walked out of there.
Fucking left the mushrooms, left the dead bodies, and just kind of...
I forgot about the mushrooms. We should destroy the mushrooms. I don't care about the dead bodies so much.
I put an out of order sign on the mausoleum door.
Great. Okay, so there's a massacre inside the mausoleum. A burnt patch of mushrooms, two dead bodies... Yeah. An out-of-order sign on the mausoleum door. You've now packed your things. As last discussed, you were getting ready to head towards Timanther, which is to the east. So you've packed your things. You know that at this moment, there are several caravans packing up and getting ready to move back out into Faerûn. Could be a good opportunity for you.
I feel like I probably, after having to kill... a bad fake lump person. I still probably went back to the temple and like spent some time contemplating and communing with Bahamut to like cleanse that from my
some sort of absolution.
But now I'm ready to go.
Sully totally went to a tattoo artist and got like a little 2X like dead face tattooed on his side womb.
Oh,
scar.
Still so much love for him, even though he turned evil.
There's so many insane Sweet. Words that are being said right now. It's amazing.
And how about Moot?
Moot has been reading through magic textbooks that he's been able to read at the library, but everything seems a little out of his grasp at the moment.
Perfect. Not enough pictures.
Not enough pictures at all.
Well, time for us to start questing then. We're ready.
You've borrowed your books with the intent to maybe someday bring them back. And you find yourself standing bright-faced, ready to face the day at the edge of Waterdeep as you overlook many, many caravans and wagons all packing up and getting ready to go.
So do we just like eeny, meeny, miny, moe this business?
Well, why don't we... Let's look around and see if any of these, like, speak to us. And then also go and speak to them and find out if they're going the right way. Because we're looking to go east, you think?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's east.
It's your hometown. Sorry for my hoarse voice. I screamed a lot. You know, when you get a tattoo on your side womb, it really hurts.
Yeah, well, and you're nursing some deep emotional wounds, too, so...
Sure.
Yeah, tattoo on the scar tissue. How's what made you decide to get it there?
Well, I'm just, like, really brave. And it's always to remind me, like, never trust anything that comes out of you that isn't from a hole that was naturally put there.
Oh, yeah, that old saying.
Good words to live by. Good words to live by.
Checks out.
You hear a voice from behind you. Hey, you crazy kids, I forgot to ask you that one question.
Oh, you guys, go faster.
Wait, Glim.
No, don't look back.
Glim, just
don't
wait.
Don't look back.
Look.
Hi, Hillip.
Oh, yes. Yeah, Glim, you're killing me.
I can't. Hi, Hillip.
Look.
We're just leaving, so we...
Yeah. No, quick question. Just because you've handed off your Zumba classes to me, I just want to make sure that I do it right. So, what time is check-in?
Oh, it starts very early, so you need to be there at about 7:30.
Oh, shiz. Okay. That is very early. I will maybe first class change the schedule. But that's for me to figure out.
You're in charge now, Hillip. I know you're going to do a great job.
I'm sure we will see you guys next time you come back through here, and I will make sure that we grow this Zumba empire.
I mean, and talk about Bahamut.
And talk about the Bahamut. Yeah, you gave me those notes.
I handed you those nice pamphlets about the watchtower, and then there was also...
Right?
Yeah, so read those, and then you'll be ready to teach.
Cool for school. All right. I'll go check it out. You kids have fun on the road. Don't take any funny candies.
We'll try not to.
I'm saying from where I come from. Don't take any funny candies.
All right, don't beat any old ladies up for baguettes.
Again, I won't do it again. Bye, friends.
Bye,
Hillip. See you, Hillip.
You turn and walk in, and you see several people. Tons of people, actually. But everybody make a perception check.
Us two or just them?
Yeah. You two.
Okay.
Well, I got a 6, so...
5.
Oh, wow. We were so right on board with each other. I got a 4.
I think we were just trying really hard to get away from Hillip.
I think so, too. We just weren't... We're not really looking. We're just, like, briskly walking away.
Yeah.
How about Damien and... Bertie Lemieux.
Got a 10.
Damien got a 17.
Oh, okay.
That's my one good roll of the night.
That's awesome. You three begin walking in, like, not really knowing where to start. Damien, you just finish up kind of your conversation with the caravan runner, owner.
Hi.
And you, your eye is drawn to 3 youngins who look like they are looking for work, walking in your general direction. There's a half-orc, a dragonborn, and a halfling, all kind of wide-eyed and bewildered, like they need some guidance.
Root!
What?
Root!
What?
Look right there!
Whoa.
And Damien plunges his arm right under Bertie Lemieux's nose, pointing at the 3 wandering folks in front of him. Root.
Yes.
All right. Pop quiz time.
Oh, no.
Time to assess.
Uh-huh.
How good do you think these 3 would be helping us on our quest?
On like a...
To Daggerford.
On like a 1 to 5 stars scale,
to
or like
Daggerford,
a 1 to 10? Oh, a
Daggerford.
1 to Daggerford scale.
Yes.
To Daggerford, that end of the scale. Is that the right answer?
No!
Oh, no!
They look confused, which means they would be perfect for the job.
Why isn't that the answer I just gave?
No!
Oh,
you have so much to learn, Squire.
Yeah.
Lucky you that we've been partnered together and I've, well, lost my normal Eigen Squire off in your land. And let's go meet people!
Okay!
Bertie, lead!
Oh, whoa! And, like, wings flap and feathers, like, puff up in, like, nervous excitement. And this, like... 3-foot, 4-foot tall bird, very brightly colored, like green head, lilac chest, bright blue wings and tail feathers, comes like hopping over to you and just, hello, you guys look like you need a quest.
I kind of like lean to my people and I go, don't act so green. We're not desperate. Who says...
Your countenance and my knight said to ask you if you wanted to help us with our quest.
Me!
Yeah!
Damien Conference, Knight of the Round.
So your last name is Conference?
I can see that you were confused. Say what?
So your last name is Conference?
It is.
Like yes. how far you get around a circle?
Yeah, this is Circumference, my knight who is training me.
Are you cracking wise about my name?
No,
he
not
has
at all.
He's a knight of the round.
I appreciate mathematics. I used to be a mathematical.
You used to be? Really?
Mm. Oh,
do
yeah.
you know any good mathematical stories?
Oh, yeah, but I mean, now is not the time. You were just, you were pitching to us right now.
Oh, no, it's always the time. Here, I have one for you. Do you know why zero is the best number?
Squire Bertie Lemieux is trying really hard not to raise their hand.
Squire,
to
it's
answer.
Their turn.
It's their turn. One. Okay.
It's their turn. Nobody? It's because it's holding back all the negativity. And he looks in the distance, very proud of himself.
Thanks for supporting the Fable and Folly Network. Here's another show we know you'll love.
Hey, we're the Looters.
Hey, what's up?
Looters is a sci-fi western actual play podcast using the Stars Without Number system.
We're a group of friends getting into trouble all over the universe.
So come with us if you're into adventure.
A rocket flies out of one of these ships far behind you and crashes into the wall and blows up.
There's rockets?
It's Mario Kart.
Crazy.
Intrigue.
Can I hack into the body and maybe see if they have, like, a memory data bank in their brain or some shit like that I can access?
That'll literally.
Devastating physical injury.
Just take cover.
Okay.
She's a good pilot, everyone. Very good. She's very good.
And friendship.
Aww. New episodes of Looters out every Tuesday, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi. I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
Strange happenings are occurring in the world of Exandria. Slayed creatures and beasts from days of yore are returning to the land of the living, and it's up to a band of unlikely heroes to re-slay them. Welcome to the Re-Slayer's Take.
Join Jasmine Bular, Jasmine Chung, Jasper Cartwright, and Caroline Lux alongside Game Masters Nick Williams and me, George Primavera, in this Dungeons & Dragons 5th Edition role-playing adventure through Critical Role's fantasy world of Exandria. But don't worry, you won't need to know the rules to follow this story. All you need to know is that nothing the players do is scripted or planned, and their fates are determined by their own cleverness and the roll of a 20-sided die.
So what the heck are you waiting for? Adventure awaits in the Re-Slayer's Take.
New episodes drop weekly on Mondays wherever you stream your podcasts.
Big feather hands, like, frame him. Just, like, wing feathers.
Wow. Super cool. That's a good joke.
So where are you going today?
Where are you going?
With this caravan to help with the...
To Daggerford!
Yeah, that, and to help with the Turnt Gobbos.
Wait, there's Turnt Gobbos?
That's what the man said.
Root, I think that might be a little bit racist.
Is it?
I mean, didn't think so when I said it, but when it came out of your mouth, I questioned my words from earlier.
Well,
you gotta be careful what you say in front of children. They'll just say anything.
I don't think this bird is a child, but if I were Birdie Lemieux.
Yes.
Are you a child?
No.
No?
No.
You're a very old squire.
No, I'm a normal age squire. It's just hard to tell because my feathers are so bright.
Oh. And Circumference looks at the halfling. Are you a child?
I think no. That might be racist.
That's totally racist. What would make you racist. Think that I'm a child?
You're the one who brought up children, and I see no children around me. Can I do a passive perception of, like, what's my passive perception?
I don't know. We're not good
at
that.
Oh, damn. I got an 18 passive perception.
Oh.
Do I see children around me, or is it literally the halfling?
I mean, there are families moving back, but in the immediate earshot, there are no children that would be of concern.
Short one, I believe we are in safe no children zone. I think we are fine with continuing with our dealings of the day. So to Daggerford?
Well, will you help us with the gobos?
I guess that depends. I definitely want to help with the gobos. I love a mission. That all sounds great, but one very important question.
Oh.
What direction is Daggerford in?
Ooh, that's a good question.
That's probably the most important question.
Sir, what direction is Daggerford?
In the direction the merchant pointed.
East.
Southeast.
Ish.
Almost, Birdie Lemieux.
I mean, she said ish.
Ish, turn that compass a little bit further southeast. There you go.
Okay.
Southeast of here. Is that in any direction, at least somewhat, of what you are traveling in?
Well, yes. See, here's the thing. I need to save the world, so we need to head east. It's a long story. I won't bore you with the whole thing. I mean, there isn't much more than that. Mostly, it's just that we're going to save the world at some point. Not soon. We probably can help with these gobos before we go do that.
Damien, you know it's a 5 to 6 day journey.
Does the world need to be saved in the next week?
Well, I hope not. I'm not ready to save it yet.
Oh, well, excellent. Because we have probably, I don't know, 4 or 5, maybe even 6 days, depending if we take the scenic route ahead of us on the road. But it sounds like we can combine our journeys and we can help you make it along the way a little bit more safely, and you can help us.
It's full circle.
4 wagons. Yes, Squire.
What's there to see on this scenic route?
Trees?
Oh, well, you can see those anywhere. I thought you were talking, like, landmarks. Like, world's biggest... What are we going for here?
There was talk that we could find the world's biggest jar of jam on the way.
Yes, does your current quest have jam?
I've never had jam. It sounds like a good time. Jam. Yeah.
Squire, did you make that fact up? I feel like you're trying to egg these fine folk on.
I don't have any eggs.
No. Oh.
I look at my traveling companions.
Can we talk? Yeah, can we talk for a second? Hold on. Sorry.
Maybe
huddle
just
up.
Just
huddle
give us a minute, and we actually move away from them instead of just saying "give us a minute" and turning around, which is what we normally do. Yeah. We move out of earshot.
Guys, I'm a total sucker for world's biggest anything. I want to go.
You're just in the background away from the Halloween, just yelling jam over and over until
they're
done.
Not even yelling, just quietly trying to infiltrate the huddle with the excitement of jam.
Encroaching jam.
Sully, what do you think?
Guys, I feel like we just got rid of Hillup, and now we're just going to like grab 2 more Hillups, and I'm so fucking Hillup'd out right now, but there's been no other offers, and I think we should probably just get this show on the road, so...
I mean, we could ask them some questions to test their Hillup levels.
Oh, ooh, good. That's no, they've good. Already yeah, failed yeah, yeah. on the Hillup scale.
Oh.
Jesus Christ.
Okay. I guess my Hillup barometer is broken.
You know, not everyone's is attuned the same way.
I'm very sensitive.
Okay, well...
I say we go for it.
Okay.
I want to see jam.
Me too.
Oh, I really want to see this.
And some church gobos.
Jam.
Birdie, look, you've been doing that for 10 minutes.
Let's see some jam and kill some goblins.
But it worked!
Well done.
It did. I give him that.
Welcome to the quest of protecting horses and buggies. But every quest, no matter how small, is noble.
Yes. I mean, that is why I'm on the Squire Exchange Program.
Now, was this like bird did you have to apply in person, or was this like a write-in program?
Well, my nightmaster back home in Macaw Valley signed me up for it. That he thought that more world experience would be good. So I'm here. I've been here for 3 days, but I've already learned about the jam, and I think it's exciting that we get to go, while also protecting people from gobos.
And I filled out the application for my current squire, but it auto-corrected to ducking, and I got this bird.
Hello! I am Squire Birdie Lemieux.
Yes. Yes, you are.
I am not a duck.
Hmm.
In well, case no, there was confusion.
We've seen ducks. Perfect. You are totally different. I don't think you're sporting a switchblade or anything.
I am not sporting a switchblade.
The ducks we've run currently into have been very problematic.
Well, the duck ward was very... That was a bit of a sketchy place, I have to say. When do we leave?
Sir, when do we leave?
Damien yells across the wagon yard to the merchant. Merchantman, when do we leave?
We have help.
We have a party.
You have a party. All right, that sounds like it's going to be a fun time. You can leave whenever you got your party ready.
Oh, we did it.
You did it. Great.
So now, we so
had
we can
the
leave
pre-party.
Now. Oh, did we?
That's what he said, right?
Oh.
Pre-party?
Okay. I don't think I got that one.
Oh. And Damien walks off.
Oh. Follow us! Oh! We told you our names. You should probably tell, well, at least me, your names, because I'm not sure Circumference will remember. Half the time he calls me Root, and that is not my name.
Yeah, I was gonna ask about that.
Yeah. Well, you see, he really likes math, but also when I got here, I was sitting in like a square container because it was calming for the boat ride, and so he just looked at it.
It was a nest! It was a nest,
it
was,
bird! Yeah, okay, it was a nest inside a square box because it was calming, and he looked at it and he went, oh, a square root, and that happened.
Oh. Well, that's unfortunate.
He really likes his math puns. Hmm?
Yes. I mean, he is a knight of the round, so...
Makes sense. It makes sense. I'm Glim.
Oh, hello, Glim.
I'm
and then
Moot.
For Tiffany's notification knowledge, which one are you in terms of height?
I'm the dragonborn.
Okay, Glim is the dragonborn. Perfect.
Half-orc Moot checking in here.
Half-orc Moot, it is nice to meet you, Moot.
I'm Sullivan Slight, but you can call me Sully.
It is lovely to meet you, Sully. Welcome to the party and the quest for jam. Sort of.
In a roundabout way.
Exactly.
You get back to the caravan and what the fuck did I name him? Hamick. So much has happened.
And yet nothing has happened.
Nothing has happened.
Hamish, we are ready to begin.
Yeah, I see you got some folks here. You guys ever escorted a caravan?
I've been around a lot of horses.
I think Glim rode on one.
We traveled a caravan. With the caravan with Hillip.
Oh, we did.
We have caravan experience.
You rode with Hillip.
Yeah,
oh, do you know
Hillip? Later.
Yeah, I know Hillip. He's not going to be coming with you, is he?
No.
Hell no.
No.
Cool.
He's got some Zumba to run.
Oh, he's changing career paths. Great. Okay, so you got four drivers, one for each of the wagon, and then you guys are going to be just, you know, making sure nobody steals anything or wrecks anything. Sound all good?
You can count on us.
Perfect. I have total confidence that this is going to go off without a hitch.
Why did
Root,
you say
shake
something
the
like
merchant
that?
Man's hand.
A wing comes out with like little fingers at the end. Shake your hand.
Reaches and shakes your hand. It's all right. Well, there should be a noble there to receive you. This is all to help get the city set up before we send out the people back to the city. Good.
We set the city up before we send the people to the city. Got it.
Perfect.
All Merchant right. Man, this is not a smuggling mission, is it? Everything here is above board and sanctioned by the guilds and whatever.
Everything here is above board. If you have a look, you'll see we've got food, we've got fabrics, spices, various building supplies, books, paintings, all that sort. Basically,
a
anything.
A veritable smorgasbord of boredom. Excellent. Just
you
how
got
I
it.
Like it.
Nothing hinky going on
nothing
over here.
Nothing hinky.
Yeah. Mm. Just concerned.
Must watch out for those
just concerned about people interrupting us before we get there, of course. Hence, hiring you fine folks.
We've got it.
Great.
Covered.
So we never talked about, like, compensation.
The caravan sets off as you begin this conversation on the 5 to 6 day journey, and feel free to carry that conversation on.
It's a good question, Sully. I mean, I'm going to do it to get better at fighting evil. But we also need to eat, so compensation?
Jam?
No, I will not take jam for compensation. Oh.
What? David, stop looking at me. I'm the squire. I can't make these rules.
Hey, we have 4 wagons, and I'm not quite sure who's sitting next to who at the moment. So I don't know who I'm talking to.
They're talking about compensation. That's to
yeah,
you.
Yeah, and then he said compensation, and then the caravan just merited it away. So
David, that conversation is to
like
you.
Russ is like, speak amongst yourselves. And
you
I'm
hired
just like,
them.
You
did it.
By proxy?
Yeah.
The merchant handed you a bag of 500 gold. So you have 500 gold to spend as you will.
Well, we have a bag of 100 gold to spend on you 3 fine fellows. Now, if we get there safely and unscratched and nothing untoward happens, maybe we can scrounge up a little extra scratch. What do you think, Squire? We can dip into the reserves and, you know, share in the wealth?
Yes.
Good answer. So we may be looking at 125 gold when you arrive.
And jam.
And good company.
And jam.
I will enjoy 2 out of 3 of those things.
It's probably the jam.
It's your company, Birdie. Because I obviously, being a human in D&D with the wealth of races, is very gradating on everybody's nerves.
You're
so
the
it's
best.
You.
Everybody likes a bird friend.
Everybody loves a human lawful good paladin in the wealth of D&D.
Can't be that lawful good. Just saying.
Hey, you don't know if he likes to have a surprise at the end, so... God, I
Wait,
was about
what?
To say a happy ending.
What?
That was not where I was going.
The answer would be probably yes.
I mean,
I don't understand.
If you get there and you expect 100, but you end up with 250, that's a pretty good upswing. But if you get there expecting 250 and you only get 100, that's kind of a shitty day.
Oh, so
why
you're
would
not
you promise
going to,
us 200?
You're not going to promise them. You're going to like be like, oh, generous big bonus.
Where did this bag of gold come from?
But it's the same bag cool. of gold.
I have to say, I agree. Are we each, like, driving a caravan, essentially?
No.
Okay, I didn't think so. We're just, like...
You have 4 drivers.
Escorting.
Yeah. You are
we're, like,
escorting.
Walking beside.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, that's what I thought.
You may take rests at any specific time, but, you know, you are escorting. Well, hey there. We're back in the middle. It's just me here with you today, your Dungeon Master, Russ Moore. Just wanted to pop in and say a quick, huge thank you to David and Tiffany, who will be joining us again in a couple weeks to wrap up this story of Circumference and Squire Root. If you would like to hear more from David and Tiffany, make sure you go search for North by North Quest anywhere you can download podcasts, or you can visit northbynorthquest.com for all the details about them. It's an amazing podcast, amazing storytelling, and as you can tell, David and Tiffany have a lot of fun. Now onto a little housekeeping, a little bit about our schedule for the next couple weeks. We won't be releasing regular episodes for the next 2 weeks. However, we will have special bonus episodes from a couple podcasts that we absolutely love, that we'd like you to take a moment to listen to and enjoy, and hopefully go listen to them as well. More details about that coming up on Christmas Day and New Year's Day. We'll be back with regular episodes for us on January 8th with the next Thea Flint and New Friend, and then back into regular rotation from there. On Monday, January 6th, our new show, Facing Fate, will begin and will be released weekly for 10 weeks after that. If you'd like to hear the full season one before it comes out, come join us on Patreon, patreon.com/dumbdragoncast. Other things happening over on Patreon, we'll be back with side-scroller episodes in January. Those are DM'd by Tom. We've got an awesome bonus game that Carla, Amy, and I played where things definitely didn't go as I had planned them, being that I didn't plan a lot of things and just we just kind of went with it. So it's a lot of random, a lot of fun. Very excited for you to hear that. That's coming out in January as well. Patreon.com/dumbdragoncast. Make sure you go check it out. But that's it for me. So let's get back to the episode.
The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today.
Unless anybody has anything in particular they would like to ask anybody in the group, I will carry on.
Go for it.
Damien just wants to know, he's heard a lot of talk about this Hillop character, and he is going to inquire upon the way.
Oh, that feels like a long conversation.
I've heard that name many times, more times than anything else out of their mouth since we've met them. We must inquire further.
I don't know. Do you think they've said that more than the word jam?
Probably. But with similar levels of enthusiasm, but in the opposite direction of jam.
So is it enthusiasm if it's the opposite?
What would you call that?
Unenthusiasm.
Opposite anasiasm.
Opposite anasiasm.
Get on. Did you do the reading last night, Squire Root?
No.
God.
Who's got watch on this here? Who's kind of taking point at the front of this caravan?
I think Damien actually would. He's used to actually being, so his in D&D speak, he took the protector background, so he's used to being a little bit more putting himself out front, you know, and trying to watch out for others. So I think he'd probably take point.
I'm wherever he is.
Cool. And you
that
said
that just
you,
means I die first.
And you've got a passive perception of 18, you said, David?
I do. Apparently, it's my one high. I will not tell you which passive score is a 9, but that one is an 18. So, yes.
Perfect. Good to know. I mean, I could look at your sheet, but that's fine.
My passive perception is a 9.
Okay, well,
don't know what I'm doing.
Better part of a day has gone on. You're making it near towards dinner time. Damien, you see up ahead at the side of the road what looks like a small creature. Tough to make out from the distance at this moment, but there's a small creature kind of grayish in the shadow that you're looking at.
Damien, as he first notices it out, I assume it's like in the middle of the path or the kind of
road
we're walking on?
A little bit off to the side, but yes, yeah, along the way that you were going.
Damien yells out, "Hail and well met, good creature! What are you named? What I cannot speak today. What are you called? Hello. Do you speak?"
As you get closer and you yell this out, you see it stop and look to you, and it's holding something in its hand. It doesn't respond, and then it goes back to holding and playing with whatever it has in its hand.
Is it
a
jam jar?
Are they balls? Just based upon hand juggling?
Is Maybe. It a turnt gobbo?
It does not look like a goblin. The closer you get, whoever's looking at this point, make a nature check.
I think Damien, after he doesn't figure it out at first, he's going to yell out to the others to get their opinion. He'll be like, "Oi, Root, Mute, Grim, and Slee, what is this thing?"
Oh, I got a nat 20.
I also got a nat 20, oh, so wow. We are crushing it on identifying this creature.
I'm jogging up from the back. I was definitely pulling up the rear and being lazy.
Well, the nat 20s in the group, you definitely know, recognize it as a tiny earth elemental.
Oh.
And as you get closer, you see that it is playing with small ball-sized rocks.
Ball-sized rocks?
That's what he said.
Whose balls? Yes. I'm sorry, whose balls? Yes.
Like a tennis ball. Those,
okay.
Are they like the ones that you would like hold in your hand to do strength exercises?
Yeah. Yeah, that size.
You know, like the Goblin King.
Sure.
No, that was too big. These are smaller ones you could fit in your hands. It's a small earth elemental. They can't be that big.
You see it tossing, kind of tossing them up in the air, and they fall down to the ground. And he picks them up and tosses them again, and they kind of fall down to the ground.
I come jogging up. Where are we looking at?
Balls!
I beg your pardon? Sully looks down, like as if he forgot his pants.
I don't know what the creature is, but balls. I'm waiting for someone who does know.
It's an earth element.
A what?
An earth element.
A what?
It's like a nature creature.
Oh.
I think it's learning how to juggle.
Oh, hello. I know how to juggle.
Are you learning how to juggle? Bertie Lemieux yells.
It looks, or seemingly looks over in your direction, and then kind of slumps and then reaches down to pick up the stones again and continues to throw them up in the air, but doesn't...
Oh, is it not going well?
It doesn't respond. It just keeps focusing on the stones. On the stones. With a nat 20, you'd know that... Earth elementals don't speak common. They speak what's known as Terran.
No, I don't have that one. Me I have neither. Orin and Gnomish.
Oh, I run off the side of the road and I grab three stones and I run forward a little bit and I go, and I start to juggle them.
As Damien was leaning over to ask Sully if this was typical engrossment in balls, and as he finally leans all the way over, Sully is gone?
Yeah, Sully's gone.
So, Sully, you run over to the Earth Elemental?
I run toward it a little bit. I'm not totally engaging it. I go,
It stops what it's doing and watches your pattern and watches you and kind of lifts its head as it's staring towards you the longer you go on. I'm going to make a dexterity check to see how long you can juggle.
I can keep this up for.
Bertie Lemieux, while you start, runs up behind you and fans out their wings
20.
To make you look very dazzling.
Ooh,
as
I like
you do it.
I'm going to say yes, that you, I don't know what I was, you carry on for a long time. I forgot what I made you roll for.
There's a whole caravan stopped behind me and I'm just
you guys are the escort, so yeah, they've stopped behind you. And it's watching you with just, from what you can tell, amazement as it begins to walk forward towards you and kind of trying to mimic your behavior.
Guys, I think I found a friend.
I think you found a friend too. I whisper from really close behind you.
Oh, God.
Feathers. I thought it'd be pretty,
No, yeah, that's okay. Like, personal space is subjective.
It begins to copy and follow what you do. It drops the stones a few times before it finally gets the pattern as you're going through this juggling motion.
I can tell it can't understand me, but I make like very big happy faces and I'm like, yeah, and I'm nodding. I'm like, uh-huh.
Its stone eyebrows move into like an excited motion as it gets a few juggles back and forth and back and forth. And then you hear, as it gets going, you hear a loud rumble coming from the trees off to the side. And it stops and it looks to you and then it starts to run back into the trees.
I drop my rocks and I'm like, oh, I really thought we had something there. Maybe we could have taken that on the road.
It was very impressive.
Did you scare it off, Sully?
Well, no, there's like a big noise that came from this side there.
You see it poke its head back out from the trees and it waves to you.
Oh, I was back.
And then it goes back into the trees.
Oh.
Oh, maybe its mom called.
Oh, maybe. Well, I guess the road is clear now. I guess we can just keep going.
Do you think it was scared? Because if it was scared, I feel like we might maybe should be scared too. Elementals are... Or did it just seem... It seemed happy?
Yeah, it just waved to me.
You really bonded. Oh, okay. Yeah, okay.
It just waved. I think he's okay.
Roll an insight if you want to, but...
Sure, I'll be insightful. What the fuck do I do with that?
You roll it.
17 minus 1, probably.
Minus 1?
A plus...
Damien chimes in, math is important.
You're right.
She gets one good die roll and then she dies.
Sully just drops.
Sorry, I'm really sick. 18.
You can tell that when it came to look back at you, it looked happy and didn't run away necessarily in fear, but just... knowing that it needed to be somewhere else.
Yeah, no, I think you're right. I think its mom probably called him.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I guess let's keep going. Yeah, Sully, okay. That was some amazing juggling. I didn't know you were such
really
a good juggler.
Good.
Well, there was a short period of time when I was a juggologist.
A juggologist?
Yeah.
Do you study the art of juggling?
Oh, yeah.
Or did you?
Well, that's what I said. I was a juggologist, so, you know.
Yeah. Sully's had all sorts of jobs.
That was right before the lininery, but it was after the cookery, so. Mm.
Where did your crushology come in?
And what about
that
the
wasn't
brickery?
Until later. That was way later.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You're very impressive.
We may even knight you ambassador of stone relations if you keep this up.
Oh, that sounds... That's a job I've never
Speechless,
had
Speechless, the appropriate response to that.
Whew, you flatter me. I assume we're still walking.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, the caravan has definitely started back up.
So, Birdie, well, why you want to be a squire?
Well, you have to be a squire in order to be a knight, and that's the real goal.
Oh, well, why do you want to be a knight?
Well, to help protect Macaw Valley.
Oh.
We're in... Yeah, there's a little bit of a parrot war going on, and I really want to help settle the conflict, but you have to be a knight to be able to attend the talks, to go to the conference, and the squire is kind of just an interim step.
Oh, wow. That's a lot of bureaucracy in there.
Yeah, and a lot of bird seed. Mostly bird seed.
I believe it's pronounced birdocracy.
Oh.
No?
No.
Oh.
No, just like macaw to other parrot relations.
Well, that's really noble. I mean,
thank you.
I never really thought about like doing something like that to like... I don't know. Hey, you guys, you ever thought about, like, becoming a knight or that you had to, like, move up in the ranks in order to help people?
Well, no. I mean, I have a destiny to save the world, so I just have to, like, train and get strong and channel Bahamut, and then the opportunity to save the world will present itself.
No, well,
I never thought about a formal sort of training system.
I mean, when you put it that way, it sounds very easy.
Yeah, it's just one thing. Save the world. It's only one thing to do. It's pretty easy.
What are you saving it from?
Yes, Grim.
Are you saving it from parrots?
Regalus with the tale of saving the world, because this is intriguing.
Oh, well, I don't really know. I mean, I think we know who a bad guy is, but I just, little bit about me. Taken to a village as a baby... Chosen one, destined to save the world, but I don't really know any of the details yet.
You don't know what you're saving the world from?
Nope. As Birdie says this, literally in mid-speech, Damien pulls out his sword and points it straight at Glim. Hun guard!
He's walking sideways with his sword still pointed directly at Glim, trying to keep pace.
Oh, do you think I need to save the world from you,
If you
sir?
Are going to save the world, I would like to help you further gird your loins against evil.
Ugh.
And in the best way, you get your brains out of the gutters.
Sweet.
I am trying
Sweet
to help
Lord.
Serve this noble quest. Mm-hmm. And I have had passed down to me the skills of and secrets of dueling through the years, and any skills I can teach you along our path, I would love to pass along to you on this absolutely noble journey. Not the journey to Daggerford, that's not noble at all, but the journey to save the world.
It's a little noble. We're gonna save people from the goblins.
I mean, it's like 0.5% noble. Okay, Root.
What? I'm trying my best.
Bahamut in the world versus a goblin.
Oh sounded my God. Like Glim. Multiple I goblins.
Fight him. Fight him, Glim.
Well, I would...
Oh, fight.
I would be
fight.
Happy for fight. You to train.
Fight.
Jam.
Fight.
Jam. I think he's just going to fight.
Jam. Fight.
Jam. Jam. Fight. Jam. Fight.
This is going to get real interesting. Something about loins. Okay.
Oh, first lesson, never bring a sword to a jam fight.
Or jam to a sword fight. I learned that the hard way.
Bring the proper equipment. That's literally lessons 1 and 1.5 for dueling.
Do you need to borrow my short sword?
Moot?
Yeah.
Could you have that notebook. Maybe you could write some of this down for me.
Sure.
Moot
Don't
takes such good notes.
Don't bring a sword to a jam fight or jam to mm-hmm. a sword fight.
Rule 1 and 1.5.
Yes.
Thank you, sir. These are really excellent rules so far.
Do you have your own sword, or do you need to borrow my short sword for
Oh,
training?
Well, I don't have a sword. I do have this though, and I pull out my giant war pick.
Whoa.
Oh.
A formidable weapon indeed.
Sir, do you need my glaive, or do you got a long arm yourself?
I mean, my arms are about normal length. I would say they're about half a meter long, but, you know. Oh, you mean my weapon. Oh, I cannot tell when you're joking with that bird face of yours. No, yeah. I will hold on to my sword and shield, and duel accordingly, because lesson number 2, you never know what the opposition will bring to the fight.
Yes.
A lot of
correct.
Rules about equipment. I hadn't thought about these sort of things, these logistics.
Have you ever
it's
met
really
a
helpful.
Male before? It's the only thing they ever talk about in life.
Equipment is a very important part of fighting and being a knight. You must come with a lot of equipment so that you can be able to handle any situation.
Now, what if someone strips you naked and then is like, save the world now?
Fisticuffs.
Also, we're all naked underneath our clothes.
Oh, yeah. We probably shouldn't talk about the whole feather situation.
Yeah, unless you're my squire, current squire, who's naked all the time.
Well, I mean, I have feathers, and I have this nice scarf.
This conversation is about the dragon.
It is a nice scarf.
Thank you. My mom made it for me. It was my present, my going away present for the exchange program.
Glim, I think now would be like a surprise attack because he's totally not paying attention to you.
Ah! Birdie Lemieux comes flapping at you.
Oh no! Oh, Birdie, I don't want to hurt you. Oh my goodness!
Always prepare for the unexpected.
Okay.
Just feathers everywhere.
If we're gonna learn how to duel here, which I think is where we're going with this. Let's roll initiative between those involved. So that would be Glim and Damien. And if anybody else wants
Birdie
to...
Birdie will get out of the way.
If anybody else wants to roll in for various moral supports or distractions.
Okay.
Can I roll in for taunting?
Sure, yeah.
It sounds like it.
Sounds like a distraction.
I'm going to roll in 12. For note-taking.
Okay.
Plus 13.
Bonus.
Sorry, 15 or 13?
13.
Yeah, plus your initiative.
17.
Oh, the taunting's going to... You're going to get right into taunting, it sounds like.
Fucking ready.
Wait, you're going to taunt me? Aren't you going to taunt Damien?
I'm not sure. Either way, whatever really. Comes out of my mouth comes out of my mouth.
What do we got right. for Damien?
I don't control it, Carla.
I got a 25.
Oh, Jesus.
Birdie got a 20 for helping moral support and maybe a little bit of feather distraction.
Okay. Damien, Birdie, Sully, and where's Moot in this situation?
Moot got a 3.
Oh.
He's taking notes.
It's best to go last.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. So I imagine that the caravan has stopped. We'll say this is like night. You know, you've pulled over, you've set up around camp on like the third night, and now you've been called out to be imparted with the wisdom of circumference. And
that's me.
That's you. So your drivers are kind of around the campfire watching this nonsense go on. And you are all surrounding Damien and Glim. Damien, you are up first. So we'll go describe what you do or say, and then we'll roll for, no real damage. We'll just roll to see how well the parry goes.
So Damien is going to kind of strut forward fairly confidently, but also not like overtly trying to just be up in Glim's face. And as he's walking forward, he intones, "Next lesson is you never know what to expect." As Damien tosses his mace to Birdie Lemieux and says, "Now you will show them what I've taught you." And he walks over next to Moot and stands behind him, full plate arms crossed, saying, "I will look at your notes as this transpires."
Perfect. Sounds good. Oh.
Birdie, you're up.
Okay. Next. Okay. Birdie has stopped flapping their wings and grabs the mace that gets handed to them. And they look at Glim and go, "On guard."
That's not really what you say with a mace, but it's all I got.
And goes running at you to charge and whack you with it.
Roll for attack.
That's a 5. Mace is not Birdie's normal weapon.
So that's a very clear miss. Birdie charges towards Glim. I don't know if Glim even needs to sidestep for this one. Birdie runs past. Panicked in what's happening.
The weight is off. They don't know how to handle this.
And Sully, you're
it's like
up
a
next.
Comic up and down situation.
I seen better swings than that in nightclubs.
Glim
is going to... I certainly don't want to hurt Birdie, but
no, we'll
maybe...
say it's definitely more you're yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you're not trying to hurt each other. You're
we're
holding
just sparring.
Back. Yeah.
Okay. Well, then I guess I was going to say I'd show off my breath weapon, but it doesn't really make sense when I'm supposed to be learning dueling. So I'm going to try and maybe just like knock her off her feet or something.
Sure.
But I don't because it is a 9.
Cool.
They hop. They hop as they drop the mace. They're done with your BS hammer weapon.
Who would have thought this 6'5" dragonborn and this, 3'6"?
Yeah, like 3 or 4.
would be so evenly Bird. Matched. It's amazing.
Now I'm about to get my short sword. You wait.
Moot.
Frantically writing down kind of what's happened so far in the battle, notices that Glim weirdly went low on her attack.
Back to Damien. You see, I don't know what you were hoping for when you tossed the mace to Birdie, but now it's your turn again.
I don't know either what he wanted from that.
First, he absolutely yells criticisms at his squire. Root, this is not how. Oh,
I don't like maces.
You and your thin bird bones.
The weight of yours is off.
Yes,
it's not made for a bird.
It builds muscle.
I know. I have
work
thin bones.
The drumsticks. Oh,
hollow bones.
And he turns back to Moot, who's he's standing behind, and he reaches over Moot's shoulder, like at the notes. Okay, add some notes there, and adjust the parry there, and you know this. I just want to make sure you get this accurate because some of the rumors we've heard out there is just concerning, and I just want to make sure that this all helps with the big picture. So the little pictures in the book is important to the big pictures because
dueling.
Birdie, you're up next.
Birdie has hopped the foot, dropped the mace because it's too heavy, and they're wearing a scarf and a sword belt.
And nothing else?
Nope. It's just plumage as far as the eye can see. And they draw their short sword, and they go, "That's better." And they go to lunge at you. And hopefully I do better with my short sword. I do better. That's a 21.
Oh, that'll do it.
With my short sword. Ha!
So Birdie comes in low, striking your armor. You don't have armor. With, like, do you have armor?
I do have
chainmail or scalemail or something. Yeah.
Cool. Yep. It's the flat of the blade, just more for the contact of, like, I gotcha, than to cut you.
Damien yells out, "Watch the knees, Dragonborn! Destiny always goes for the knees!"
Hey, Glim, are you gonna let them just spank you around like that? Come on!
Ha-ha!
Glim.
Okay, I mean it this time. This time I'm really gonna try.
I believe in you.
22.
That does it.
So again, I'm just, like, trying to, like, I pull it, kind of.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But definite contact there as you, as Birdie, receive a knock from the war pick. Moot.
Ah. Oh, that was really good.
You too. You're doing so good now. Easier with the right weapon. Matched.
Yeah, you need one that's well balanced.
Is this to your liking, Circumference? Is this what you're interested in with my notes here?
You can leave out the part about the thin bird bones. I mean, it is a good
you
criticism.
Said it.
But yes,
I feel
yes,
like I should write everything down.
You are, yes, very astute. You know, are you looking for an intern position? Because I know some people back in town.
Well, tell you what, I'll think about it, but I really want to see this world's biggest jar of jam here first.
Oh, yes, of course. I would never stand in the way of your personal quest. Of course.
He would definitely stand in the way of my personal quest.
Yes, that is my job.
Is it? I thought your job was to nurture me and teach me the ways of knighthood. Like the largest jar of jam.
Damien, did you want to do anything outside of?
Yes. Yep. At that moment, he then says, "And this is how you finish a fight." And he jumps out and lunges directly at Glim with his, what's he got? Hold on. He's got something.
You have a short sword.
I have a short sword. I have also. He pulls out this very nice, slightly gleaming giant slayer short sword and goes to just pop Glim on the shoulder with the side of the blade. 21.
That'll do it.
So, see, if from off to the side, when you thought you were fighting Birdie, Circumference flies out and taps you on the shoulder. Birdie, it's your turn. Seeing your knight, your leader, jump into the fray.
Continue the fight.
Oh, but they're new. Two opponents seems like a lot.
Well, then seed, Birdie, seed, not bird seed. Seed the fight.
I seed the fight, and Birdie just kind of, like, slowly, like, backs out of the middle and goes and sits down next to Moot.
And Damien, immediately as Birdie says that, drops into a very respect-filled kneel directly in front of Glim, bows low, and then stands high, saying, You have a lot of potential. You need to keep practicing, but you are on the road to greatness. I believe that destiny, with your friends supporting you, has chosen well.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you so much for your tutelage, Circumference. It means so much to me.
Of course. If there's anything that my squire or I can do for yourself or your companions, Mute and Celie, we are at your service well until we are in Daggerford, and then we will see where our next adventure takes us. But for the time being, you have a friend in Circumference and Birdie Lemieux.
Birdie's got just bird seed, just like beacon.
intro and extra music Long Road Ahead is by Kevin MacLeod of incompetech.filmmusic.io. Other music and ambience can be found at epidemicsound.com. A huge thank you to our supporting producers, Ryan Cushman, Gabriel Lynch, Joshua Dixon, Devin Michaels, Cat Waterflame, and Jacob Madden. To find out more about becoming a supporting producer and all of the amazing bonus content we have, visit patreon.com/dumbdragoncast.
Hold on a second. Did we ever resolve the fact that Glim totally ate my mushroom omelet?
Yeah. That was between episodes, wasn't it?
That's why I had the nightmare and stuff, right?
No, you had the nightmare before you ate the omelet.
There's a lot of stuff happening here. Okay, so the mausoleum.
That may come back later.
Order. Yes. No, you guys said you did. You passed it a couple of days. You were watching her while she slept, and then you stomped on it.
Perfect.
I love how there's no context to this yet.
Yeah, sorry, you guys.
I really am here for not knowing what this omelet did, but it sounds like a party.
Yeah. Which is funny because I'm over here, and I'm like, that's not that weird.
Yeah. We've done some weird things with mushrooms.
You hear a voice from behind you.
Dungeons & Dragons is a Dumb Dragons production.
The Fable & Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Dum Dums and Dice would like to welcome you into the Mythos Mysteries, a live play Pulp Cthulhu podcast where improvisers and comedians venture into dangers beyond their wildest imagining. Our story begins with two erstwhile companions on a long and winding road. They think they are fleeing danger, but greater horror awaits them when they arrive. For they are not just running away from mortal danger, but towards the Mythos Mysteries.
Whoever you are, we're not scared of you.
You hear a voice from inside that says, "Please help. I'm inside the dresser. Help."
Now I need you to listen to my very explicit instructions here, Adrian.
Okay.
Please ready your punch and fists.
Yeah, they're always ready.
Now I'm gonna open the door.
Okay.
And we're gonna look inside the dresser.
What if we don't? Could we not?
I need you to be brave for me.
Okay.
You were always very brave.
Okay. So we're going to open the door and you're going to look in the dresser. And yes. Then what?
And then if I tell you to,
yep,
we're going to punch it.
The dresser? You said I had to be very, you said explicit.
If there is someone in the dresser.
I'm punching.
We're going to punch him.
What if it's a ghost?
Well, then we're going to have ourselves a fun time. So,
like a party?
Like a birthday party.
Okay, so we'll do some dancing and there will be a cake. Hopefully the ghost brought it.
Yes.
Okay, I can do this.
Okay. I'm going to open the door now.
Okay.
I'm going to open the door.
You open the door and the dresser is back upright. All the drawers are back inside. But now it is next to the window and the bed is in a different corner.
Of course it is.
And the blood is pooling on the floor instead of the ceiling. It's dripping up.
The Mythos Mysteries. Episodes are available now.